Music for cakey. There have been studies on the benefits of music for babies and little kids, such as improved brain development. But there's also cultural practices like singing lullabies before bedtime. Now, Hawaii may not have the Wiggles, but there's Uncle Wayne and the Howling Dog Band. Wayne Watkins is a lead singer. The band formed 10 years ago when he was director of the University of Hawaii at Manoa's Children's Center, the on-campus preschool. He met his fellow bandmates, Dr. Jason Fall and Mr. Girish Varma, through the school. One sent his kids there. The other is married to a teacher. Now, the band plays across the state at libraries, preschools, and sometimes pauhana events. Our producer, Jason Ubai, brought his kids along to a recent concert and talked to Uncle Wayne about the music.
Put on your motorcycle pants. Put on your motorcycle boots.
It's Wednesday Pauhana at Manoa Gardens at the University of Hawaii. There's dozens of families with their kids, most under the age of five, and the kids are getting on motorcycles.
Put on your motorcycle glasses. Put on your motorcycle. Start.
Imaginary motorcycles, of course, but the preschool age kids are eating it up.
On your mark, get set, go!
This is Uncle Wayne's Howling Dog Band. He writes songs that are engaging and interesting to both kids and their parents.
What I try to do is find things that I'm interested in and I think somebody else will be interested in. Usually the melody and the lyrics are happening kind of at the same time. Often the chorus is somewhat like a jingle, something that's really catchy that gets in your head and won't let go. But also some look at some songs like are technically information songs. I mean, a song that I wrote as soon as I moved to Hawaii was All Around Maui. And the lyrics are All Around Maui in the Deep Blue Sea. Humpback whales are swimming free. Come every year to birth their young. Play in the water and have some fun. Which on the surface, that's, you know, a simple little thing. Actually, there's a lot of information there, you know, and so that, and then there were other songs that, Everything Flows to the Ocean, you know, is just a, what's the lesson here, you know? Everything gets in the ocean.
Everything goes to the ocean. Everything goes to the ocean. Everything goes, everything flows, everything.
And then there's also silly things like I Love Mud with some sophisticated lyrics to it, but the chorus is I Love Mud. After my first CD, which was a potpourri of a lot of different things, one of the things that I was asked lots was, well, what's the theme of the thing? Well, it's all over the map. I mean, there's a lot. So my second one, all of the writing that I did for it was focused on the ocean and about the creatures in the ocean and about taking care of the ocean. Because the other thing that a lot of parents and educators ask is it educational? All music is educational. I mean, but that's, people don't really pick up on, you know, that simple thing. So I deliberately did an entire album. We called it Edutainment for Ocean-Loving Kids, you know, Humpback Holiday. And so it's all about Ileoholokai, the Hawaiian monk seal, the dolphins, the whales, sharks, fish, you know, the coral reef, all of those things.
You said all music is educational. Can you talk about that? I know you said as a teacher you were playing. That's when you started playing music for kids?
Well, music is, it's patterns. And it's, if it's a sing-along, it's also language. And so any song, even the simplest Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star, has some complex language in it. The Itsy Bitsy Spider. Four lines in that whole song, and yet the concepts that are embedded in it, if you really start taking it apart and examining it, you know, are very educational. At the same time, it's primarily fun. You know, you play music, you don't work music.
And this is what we do. 2, 3, 4. Da, da, da. That's how we play. Da, da, da. Every day. Da, da, da. That's what we do. Run your pendulum.
When a parent or any caregiver shares singing and playing music with a child, then that is a strong connection. And the connection amongst us is really, really important. There was a recent study that infants whose caregiver danced with them were more likely to cooperate with their caregiver than infants whose caregiver did not dance with them. I mean, they did a study with infants. Humans respond to music practically before they're born. You know, it is a connection that we all have. I mean, here we are in a place that uses recorded music, but, you know, there was a time when most music was sung and played live in a family, in a gathering, that sort of thing. A lot of that has moved away and become a lot more just, you know, oh, well, I can't play because I can't sound like this wonderful recording. Strumming an ukulele and singing a little song goes a long, long way with connections with individuals, kids, parents, grandparents, all kinds.
I'm a goldfish, yeah, I'm a goldfish, yeah. Gonna catch a fish to eat tonight. Woo! I'm a goldfish, yeah, I'm a goldfish, yeah. Oh, I hope the fish do lie.
I recently did a workshop for early childhood teachers at the annual conference for early childhood, and the title of the workshop was Itsy Bitsy Spider Again? With a question mark, and then yes, again. One of the things that I've explored a lot is very basic old school children's songs with a variety of arrangements. And almost everyone knows Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, Itsy Bitsy Spider, Wheels on the Bus, those kind of things. Many teachers and many parents, you know, sing it virtually rote. They don't really think about, well, what is the music here? How could we adjust this? And this morning for 120 kids up in Kalihi, we were doing Itsy Bitsy Spider, and I called it the last word game. I gave them, here are the last words of all four of these lines, and that's the word you sing, and you clap your hands when you do it. And so we probably spent 5 minutes on Itsy Bitsy Spider. But for them to really tune in to the last word and clap it and sing it loud, they had to follow in their head, or they sang along, you know, all the way up to that. And then we stop, and then we start the next one. So we rearranged it a little bit. A previous incarnation of Itsy Bitsy Spider was the Spider March, and doing that song as a march. So those are and we have a trove of nursery rhymes, and Auntie Nona Beamer wrote a lot of songs for young kids, and we sing some of those too. And that's, you know, just looking for something simple that you can tune into and then share it. At the end of every show that I do, whether it's in a library, whether it's a big concert, I always implore parents to hug your kids, tell them how much you love them, read them lots of stories, and sing them lots of songs. Please turn off the TV. And for goodness sakes, buckle up, baby.
Please turn off the TV. For goodness sake, buckle up, baby.
That was producer Jason Ubai chatting with Wayne Watkins of Uncle Wayne and the Howling Dog Band. The band, which caters to Keiki, performs regularly around the state. There will be a Pauhana concert at the University of Hawaii Manoa campus tomorrow and a performance at HPR's Atherton Studio on March 14th. Visit HawaiiPublicRadio.org for more information.